first of all, I think we do lots of yoga in our society nowadays, although we expect just little results. We don't really expect enough. And I think people could be expecting a lot more from the practice, one. And two, all the different types of yoga should be delivering longevity, functionality, and a different state of mind, body, and also a different level of emotional coherence. I think having the goal of being able to practice yoga a lot when you are over 85 or over 90, that is the way to go. So everything you do today has to be sustainable in a long-term perspective. I think that's the reason why my work is so different, because people can start, doesn't matter where are they coming from in terms of history, there is always a way to start or to begin with, and there is no end. I've been working with students in Brazil for over 20 years in a row, and some of them are now over 80. And it's quite amazing when they turn to me saying, it's impressive because I know I'm older because I can see I'm older, but I can't feel the process of aging anywhere in my body.
Now, you've said that yoga is about biomechanical health. What exactly does that mean?
It means we've been using our body according to our brain. So first, we've been developing ourselves intellectually. And after the Industrial Revolution, we did change the whole world. And most of it have been changed to create more comfort, to be more appealing to us. But we actually neglected the fact that our body is a very well refined and developed device that nature have been refining for us over thousands of years. So there is a biomechanical integrity to the human system that has to be preserved. Otherwise, we are always underusing the system, and the lack of using one joint, for example, will naturally impact the other joints a lot more than we think. So now we know having full range of motion in your knees or in your hips will have a strong healthy impact in the whole system, meaning circulation, lymphatic system, as well as organs and other functions we don't often relate to joints when we work with this concept of separation in the human system.
And it seems that we lose that flexibility as we age, or we assume that that's part of the aging process. But from what you've said, your work can counteract some of that, because you're working with people well into their 80s who have maintained that type of flexibility.
We assume we should be losing flexibility as we age, but we don't really know that. We don't know that. And what I've seen in my work is that it's definitely unnecessary. So we can actually age with a body that is highly functional. And most of the problems we correlate with aging are actually more well connected to the lack of flexibility than the aging. When we remove the connection between lack of flexibility and aging, then we see aging in a very different way.
Now, you are based in Brazil.
I am.
But I know yoga now has been practiced all over the world. And you're here in Colorado for a few different things. I know you're in Telluride, but also in Boulder. What are some of the things that you're going to be participating here?
Oh, in Colorado, life brought me here over 12, 15 years ago, and it's been great. I have amazing students and excellent teachers working in Colorado in many different areas, and I do have one of my main studios just starting in Boulder. It's in a temporary location at this moment, but the student base is growing, so I'm teaching there. I'm working with my main teachers in this studio, running a teacher training for new teachers in Boulder as well. And we're running public classes as well as specific therapeutic classes, and basically advocating for this new way of thinking and doing yoga.
So are there opportunities for people to engage with you directly while you're in town?
Yes. I'm working at this moment in a location called Neve Kadesh. It's a Jewish community center. It's a gorgeous location, by the way. It's a beautiful area, and it's a beautiful teaching room that is really making the teaching and the experience quite appealing to me and to the students.